Morning. It's 8:44 a.m. on Thursday, February the 16th, 2017. It's about 40 degrees. It's not a terrible morning. It's sunny. It's quite lovely. I'm running a little late this morning. Actually, I'm running a lot late this morning because I got suckered into a video on the internet that looked at the state of American politics. I'm not going to talk about it. It was a very interesting 45 minutes, 47 minutes. And I've still got part two to do, but I figured I better get the walk under the way, get the walk out so I can get some breakfast when I get back, get the talk out, get some work out. Maybe get a nap in. I've been reading Glenn Stewart's Duchess of Terra. Duchy. Well, the title is Duchess of Terra. The series is the Duchy of Terra. I'm just enjoying it. It's easy to get lost in this world, this attempt to forge a world government under the watchful eye of a relatively benevolent alien society. The Earth is caught between two much larger, much stronger civilizations that both want humans for dinner. One is a guest and one is the meal. So it's an interesting premise. It's an interesting setup. How do humans deal with this? And I'm enjoying it. It's not your usual shoot 'em up space opera, although there's a considerable pew pew component to it. So I'm enjoying it. Yesterday was another lost day. I got to the end of the day and I still have no idea what I did all day. And I need to deal with that. One of the things that I've thought about is setting an alarm to go off every 20 minutes. And then marking down what I've done in the previous 20 minutes. To try to aid in my mindfulness. I'm having fairly good success with going into a room and then not leaving until I leave the room better, or at least no worse than I found it. Which means I sort of have to be a lot more aware of where I am at any given point in time. To be aware that, oh, I've entered a new room. Let me look around and see what needs doing. How can I make this space better before I leave it? So, among other things, it means that there's never any dishes in the kitchen sink. Or if they are, it's because somebody has come along and left them there. Chainsaw. How pleasant for the neighbors. I suppose it's a work day. It's a Thursday. It's not like it's a weekend where people try to sleep in. And it's coming up on 9 o'clock in the morning. So, okay, I guess. It's supposed to be in the 70s today. I would not be surprised if it actually makes it to the 70s today. It's a beautiful sunny day. There are no clouds. Well, there are a few clouds. There were a few clouds off to the east. I'm not seeing them anymore, so I don't know if they're there. Okay. They are moving off, I think, to the east or to the northeast. So they're moving away from us. There's nothing that I'm seeing over to the west. So I wouldn't be surprised to see it get up into the 70s. It's almost 40 now. And it's still pretty early in the day. The sun hasn't had a chance to heat things up yet. The moon is the almost last quarter. Looks like it's got another day, maybe day and a half, maybe two. Not surprising that the moon is still up if it's still not at the last quarter, because it will set at noon on the last quarter. It's kind of the definition. It's the instantiation, it's the implication of the definition of the last quarter moon, that it can't set until noon, until the sun is directly overhead. Because otherwise it wouldn't be the last quarter moon, because what we're seeing is the quarter of the moon that will be lit if it's in a position where it's got to set at noon. Anyway, I digress, or more likely ramble. Whew. Yeah, I need food. food, glorious food. I'm out of onions. Oh my God, I'm out of onions. And I have to go to the store. I guess I have to go to the store today. I was thinking, I don't have to go to the store today because I got stuff I can fix for dinner, but I don't have onions. And what I was planning on making for dinner requires onions. So yeah, I gotta go to the store. Shoot. I'll post. Well, perhaps I'll go to the store when I get back. So this may well be delayed as I make a grocery run. Anymore. I'm wearing my fleece hood, but I'm wearing it as a scarf. I don't have it pulled up over my head, over my ears. It's, I don't even, shoot. I don't even have my long johns on today. I knew it wasn't going to be cold enough for long johns. Not even cold enough for a fully zipped up parka, truth be told. I hope I didn't damage the microphone. I tugged on the cord. So I've been Jim Hines does an annual author earnings survey, completely unscientific. That's a completely self-selected and largely underscores a relatively common misconception about what mean, median, means. And one of the difficulties is, of course, that the mean and median are significant in populations that are normally distributed. Did I talk about this yesterday? This sounds awfully familiar. Probably because I've said it so many times in the last 24 hours. Or typed it. It depends on a population being normally distributed. And sales are not normally distributed. They're power law, they're 80-20 rule. They don't conform in any meaningful way. So looking at the median of $17,000, which is the median is where half of the data points go above and half of the data points go below. Looking at a median of $17,000 across 381 samples isn't actually meaningful. And he's published some graphs that are odd. In large part, because they're what Edmund Tufte called chart junk. They don't actually give a reliable visual of what actually the data represents. You see this all the time in newspapers where they don't start the graph at zero. They started at like 200, and then it goes up to 210. And so you see this huge difference between 202 and 209. When, if you showed it in true scale, if you showed it starting at zero, The difference between 202 and 209 is going to be really difficult to see, let alone be considered significant. So if he had plotted it in a way to show where the revenues go, then his top tier is going to be, the bar representing the top tier is going to be longer by a lot to even the aggregate of all of the tiers below it. So his top tier is 1.4 million, which is what he had, 8 people who earned over a million. And so with the top tier topping off at 1.4 million and the next highest tier topping off at 262,000, that top tier is going to be 6 times taller. 5 times taller. Then the next highest one, which is almost 3 times taller than the next highest one, which is almost 2 times taller than the next highest one. And it begins to flatten out as you get toward the tail, which is where the term long tail comes from. People tend to lose track of what long tail means. I mean, I'll put that together for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers column. That long tail doesn't mean well. I suppose it does actually. So it can apply to a product. It's particularly interesting when it's applied to like a title, like a book. So quarter share is in its long tail period. It's actually, in marketing terms, it's actually called mature product. That is, it's been adopted by all of the people who were in the market and now only gets adopted by people who enter the market. So that number is going to be much smaller. So it maintains, it chugs along. But it's not getting big peaks, it's not getting big sales. Where a new title is going to get the majority of sales, because it's going to be everybody who's got a connection to my previous work, and if they liked it, will be buying into the new work. Typically, it's talking about markets. Typically, it's talking about long tail markets. Typically, it's talking about. So I can make a good profit selling 3,000, 5,000 books a month, where a trad publisher can't. And I also have this, I'm also sort of hiding expenses, so I don't count living expenses. I only count expenses that I can deduct from a company, that I can claim as expenses on my IRS, which does not include health insurance for the family, even though I'm paying it. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.